Soko izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Sangana kweze kuseni mthwakazi ngomvulo mhlaka 12 kumpalakazi 2022. Igama lami nguNtungami Linkomo. Ezihamba phambili. Uzulu uthukuthele phezu kwenyathelo likahulumende lokufakela iziphathamandla zakhe amandla esola ezindlini ukuze zingaphazanyiswa ikusilela kwamagetsi oso kuthwalise abantu nzima. Umhlangano wokuqinisa wobudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe aseAfrika owe-US Africa Summit uyaqala kusasa eWashington, lapho uMongameli Joe Biden azahlangana khona labakhokheli beAfrika abagoqela umphathinhlambo weZimbabwe, uMnumzana Frederick Shava. Imidlalo yeFIFA Soccer World Cup Semifinals iyaqala kusasa phakathi kwamaqembu amane asesele. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uzulu weZimbabwe uthukuthele phezu kwenyathelo likahulumende lokufakela iziphathamandla zakhe amandla esola ezindlini ukuze zivalekele udubo lokusilela kwamagesi elizweni osoluthwalise abantu makhaza lamankampani nzima. Iphephandaba leThe Standard libike izolo ukuthi abafakelwa amasola laba bagoqela abaphathintambo bakahulumende kanye leziphathamandla zebutho. Iphephandaba leli lithi isiphathamandla ngasinye sifakelwa isola elamandla afika ku-5 kilovolt. Lithi njalo inkampani eqhuba lumsebenzi ihlawulwa inkampani zamadola aseMelika alitshumilane i-$14,000 ngandlu inye, lanxa nje ingcwethi zisithi kumele isola ele-5 kilovolt ivize imali ephakathi kwenkulungwane ezintathu kusiya kwezinhlanu. i-$3,000 le-$5,000 kuphela. Okusilela kwamandla kagesi sokufike kuzinga elibi eZimbabwe lapho uZulu asethola khona amagesi okwamahola amane kuphela ngelanga esikhathini esinengi. Uhulumende usanda kucunula uZulu njalo ngokupha abaphathintambo bakhe izigidi lezigidi zamadola aseMelika. Abaphathintambo bakahulumende bathole ingxenye yesigidi i-$500,000 ngamunye. Abasekeli babo bathola inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu $3,000. Kwathi amalunga ephalamende wona aphiwa inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amane zamadola eMelika i-$40,000. Uhulumende uthi limali yizikwelete zokuncedisa iziphathamandla zakhe ukuthi zithenge izindlu zokuhlala. Ibandla le-CCC lona elithi lingangena embusweni lizalulungisisa udaba lwamagetsi. Lithi inyathelo likahulumende lokufakela iziphathamandla zakhe lezebutho amasola ezindlini kuveza sobala ukuthi akazihluphi ngoZulu weZimbabwe makhaza. Sixoxele siphathamandla saleli butho eMelika uMnumzana Tim Moringayi.
Siyabona vele ukuthi uhulumende kazana uPF unomona. Into ebonakalayo lapha yikuthi vele abala isifiso sokuthi abantu beZimbabwe bonke bathabe babe lentuthuko ekuthi siphumeleleni sonke. Ilizwe lethu lonke leli labuya ngendaba yempi ye-liberation umvukela oyiThimurenga. Sathi sibona abantu bevela eZambia, eMozambique, le-Angola babuya lombhobho kuphela bengela ukudla bengela mpahla bengela ndawo yokuhlala abadala bethu omama labokhulu labobhuti labosisi babaphekela babanika igqoko babanika lawo izindawo zokuhlala laphana impisi chisa kodwa sesibona ukuthi kathesi bona sebengenile phakathi kwezikhundla sebengathwa sebeyibo ababebusa njengoSmith ubandlizela abantu bengabanika ifreedom benza into abazifunayo imali yona leyo masingakhangela ngiyomuntu weZimbabwe ngama diaspora remittances lama taxes anjengama toll gate fees izimra ivat so yona leyo imali evela ebantwini esithi ngama taxes siyakwazi ukuthi vele uhulumende ngala industry noma I creation of employment ayenzayo into esizibonayo kathi sabakwenza khonoko ukuthi bayafakelana isola wona umuntu wonke weZimbabwe jikelele ngelama kutsho ukuthi bona sebezibona ngathi asebengcono kulabantu bonke ababafakayo khonapho bona sebezibona ngathi yibaba special
kodwa isikhulumeli sikahulumende umnumzana Nick Mangwana labanye abezanu PF bathi akula lutho olubi lapha ngoba uhulumende unakekela nje izisebenzi zakhe
ukuhambisa abakwenzayo ilizwe lethu labo mangwana bekhuluma izinto abasikhulumayo ukuthi vela kulandaba they need to take care of their isebenzi zegovernment isebenzi zegovernment they get their money from taxpayers so into eqhakathekileyo ukuthi abantu bakithi ikwakholonywa usiphatha amandla welokhozeni we-CCC okhulumela uPresident Chamisa uFata eMahere ekhuluma ngeplan ele-CCC ukuthi amalayithi lamagetsi siza kuhambisa kanjani iplan yokufaka amasola lani lani le-energy engasinceda ukuthi umuntu wonke jikelele ebe le-electricity endlini sibona ukuthi kathesi kule 43% homestead iZimbabwe yonke since 1980 elamalight so sikhuluma ukuthi izanu yayingela plan ayila plan and asibona ukuthi kuphumani into abayaziyo ikuba le corruption bathatha izimali zabantu singakhangela kubabo drugs gate abathatha imali ezavele overseas sibona izimali zama mine sibona izimali zegolide zama diamonds iplatinum iyangaphi imali yona leyo kumele incedise abantu beZimbabwe
umnumzana Tim Moringai ngowebandla le-CCC khonapha eMelika isikhulumeli sikahulumende umnumzana Nick Mangwana uthi akula lutho olubi ngokuthi uhulumende anakekele iziphathamandla zakhe ngokuzifakela amasola ezindlini amazwi yakhe agcizelelwe lilunga leZANU-PF umnumzana Belief Gawule
ukufana nokuthi emsebenzini endalo uyanikwa imota wenzele into ezinjalo unikwe indanji yokuhlala kumbe even ama-companies amakhulu alakho ukunika abantu njalo bayakwenza khonaukuthi imsebenzi emsebenzi yane phezulu ngale ama-managers ama-directors ama-companies amakhulu bayanikwa izimota bayanikwa izindlu zokuhlala yabona zobethe zilungiswa ama-parastatal bayakwenza khonaokho bayanikwa izimota bayanikwa izindlu zokuhlala into yathi beli khona la izolo lokhu yale into ezahlala ikhona leyo nkomo
kodwa nxa uhulumende esefakela iziphathamandla zakhe amasola lawa babagawule kasoze akhohlwe yini ngabantu makhazi ukuthi kulo dubo lwamagesi njengoba zona iziphathamandla ziyabe sezihlezi kuhle zingacitshelwa amagesi
kathisa abantu abaningi abanye babemathi ufaka wona lamagesi amasola ungakhangela izinto eziningi zabantu abanabaabalemali zabo bayenelisayo sebefaka amasola ngalawo kodwa-ke laphana ukhangele phela nkomo umuntu okuthiwa isisebenzi kahulumende esiphezulu kumele futhi nanxa udubo lwamagesi lenyosolukhona abe le ndlela yokuthi nxayayithi amagajeti kahle sokuthiwa sokule mbonakalo ngale sokule dubolunje afonele idresa afonele ubani nawe obani bathinte ayikwanise ukukhulumisana abantu ukuthi athethe endaweni enje ayikwanise ukuthinte ukubambeka ngoba lapha khona ukonke ugethi lukhona umuntu lwana akasivumeli ukuthi yena babe lakho kunokwane kukhona kumncedisayo ukuthi anamagetisi ekhambile ekwanisa ukuthi esebenzi ekwanisa ukubhala ama-report abantu kwenza yonke into enjalo uzavuka kuthotha ukuthi kuthi hayi izwele abantu bendawo eningi bendile ngathi kunganamagethi uthiya khuluma behlala kucabinet bekwanisa ukuqula imisebenzi abantu abanjalo.
Abanye bathi udubo lwamagesi lolu luveza sobala ukwehluleka kukamongameli emazweni Mnangagwa ngoba wathi engena embusweni wathembisa ukuthi udubo lwamagesi luzaphela uzalulungisisa. Udubo lwamanzi, udubo lwezempilakahle, ukusilela kwamaphilisi lokunye labonke labodokotela wathembisa ukukulungisisa konke lokho kodwa zindubo esibona zisiya phambili lanamuhla.
Abantu laba batho njalo bathi Mnangagwa useyihlulekile ngabantu be-opposition ngabantu bafuna ivoti bafuna ivoti ebantwini badinga ivoti asobantu abakhuluma iqiniso ngabantu abakhuluma into engayishiyo omumene bawukhangeleyo khangelani kambe thina ilizwe lethu khangeli ukuthi thinasiyasifilela kangamani ezimalini khangelani ithi abafuna namhlanje ukuthi udubo logesi lendayo sakanayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele asikhangeleni udubo logesi oludakamelwa yinto eyiqheni yerussia lungakanani olukhona. Kanti nxa singakhuluma ngezimbabwe siyishiyile yona izimbabwe kanti ihlala ngaphi izimbabwe ayikhokona emhlabeni.
Umnumzana Belief Gawule ulilunga lezanu PF sixoxela ekobulawayo. Umhlangano wokuqinisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe aseAfrika, owe-US Africa Summit, uyaqala kusasa khonapha eWashington DC lapho uMongameli Joe Biden azahlangana khona labakhokheli be-Afrika abagoqela umphathintambo weZimbabwe, uMnumzana Frederick Shava. Ushava nguye ozamela iZimbabwe ngoba umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomsekeli wakhe uMnumzana Constantino Chiwenga abanxuswanga ngoba bangabanye abezanu PF abetheswa izijeziso zenotho iMelika ibethesa umlando wokwephula amalungelo kaZulu. Umhlangano lo uzangenwa njalo ngabameli benhlangothi zempilo ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. Isigodlo sikaBiden sithi umhlangano lo uzaphatha indaba ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela ukuthengiselana phakathi kweMelika lezwekazi leAfrika. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele encwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Okuza bekukhulunywa kuzathinta kakhulu ezomnotho, ubudlelwane kwezenotho phakathi kweMelika leAfrika, kuthinte ikakhulu njalo kwezokuvikelwa, kwezokuthula, i-peace and security, kuthinte njalo izinto ezise-Afrika, ama-conflicts esiwabona e-DRC lendaweni ezihlukahlukeneyo, kubuye kuthinte njalo amalungelo abantu ukuhlala kwabo e-Afrika. Kujwayelekile ke ukuthi iMelika nxa ihlangana labantu ikhulume ngazona lezi zinto ikakhulu abavela kwamanye amazwe. Ngakho ke kulindelekile ukuthi lase-Afrika kuzagxilwa kuzona lezi ndawo i-trade ezokuthula, i-security kunye lezamalungelo abantu lezimpi ezise-Afrika.
Abakhokheli bamazwe ase-Afrika siyazi ukuthi lapho lalapho abahlangana khona bakhuluma ngokuthi izijeziso ezetheswa uMnangagwa labanye bakhe bezanu PF kumele zisuswe ngoba bathi zilimaza uZulu Makhaza weZimbabwe. Singabona velu phakamisa yini lolu daba emhlanganweni lolo Mongameli Biden?
Yebo, kuzaba khona abazakhuluma ngakho, abazakhuluma ngezijeziso zenotho. Yikho esikhala ngakho thina abanye ukuthi abangakhulumi ngezijeziso zenotho kuphela kodwa bakhulume ngalokho uhulumende weZimbabwe angakwenzi ngendlela efaneleyo, i-corruption egcwele ilizwe lonke, ukuhlukunyezwa kwabantu, ukuvinjelwa kwabantu abamanye amaqembu aphikisayo ukuthi bakhankase bekhululekile, ukuhlukuluzwa lokuhlukunyezwa kwamalungelo abantu, kungalandelwa mthetho le-constitution. Konke lokhu kudala indlala esiyenza ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bagcwale umhlaba wonke jikelele. Okulimaza iZimbabwe kakhulu kaSoma sanctions kodwa icorruption umbuso ongamanga kahle ongahleni pamalungelo abantu. Yikho lokho esikukhangeleyo thina njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi amazwe aseAfrika abaholi beAfrika bakhulume ngakho lokho. Hayi lokho okunye abasuka bekuthinta okuthinta abalutshwane.
IMelika ikhanya ikhonona ngokugxila kobudlelwano phakathi kweChina, iRussia lamazwe aseAfrika. Singabona uBiden ekhuluma ngalolu daba yini labaholi baseAfrika laba, njalo bona singabona bempendula besithi.
Yebo, iMelika silindele ukuthi ikuphakamise khona lokho ikhulume ngobudlelwane beAfrika leChina leRussia njengoba kulempe Ukraine. Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi impendulo ezaphuma ukuthi abaseAfrika bazathi bona bayilokho okuthiwa ngesiNgisi non-aligned, ukuthi kabakhethi hlangothi ezimpini ezikhona emhlabeni. Lokho kakutsho ukuthi kuzayishuthisa iMelika, izaqhubeka ikhuluma ngakho isiya phambili. Kodwa ke asonto engibona ukuthi ngavimbela ubudlelwane obukhulu phakathi kweAfrika leMelika, ngokuba iMelika iyabudinga lo budlelwane leAfrika iyabudinga lo budlelwane. Ngakho ke sibona sengibona sengathi bazadinga indlela zokuthi basebenze ndawonye besiya phambili, lanxa kukhona ukuhlukana kwembono lapha lalapha.
Umnumzana Fidlela Ncube ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe. Sixoxela ekobulawayo. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. INews Day ithi amalunga eZANU-PF asebumbe inhlanganiso ebizwa ngokuthi Land for Economic Development kumbe Land for ED, yona ejonge ukuhluthuna amaplazi angasetshenziswa ngokugcweleyo. Iwabele abasakhulayo bebandla elibusayo phambilini kokhetho luka-2023. I-Chronicle ithi kufe abembi begolide ababili, njalo kwesatshelwa ukuthi abanye abahlanu labo bengaba bebhubhile ngemva kokudilikelwa ngumgodi we-Success Mine obizwa njalo ngokuthi Intefa Mine eMatobo eMathebeleland South ngesikhathi besemba igolide.
Isikhathi sembiko yenu.
Uvuka umthokazi vuka abantu bithi. Salibonani ku Studio 7. Ngiyakhuluma ngoba kuyakhulunywa kodwa imessage yami kayifikiswa. Okhulumayo uGodfrey Moyo kusokanila. Kuyamangaza abantu bezane PF mabe lokho beqhubeka belutha. Asilamkwaka. Izibhedlela zinamithi. Izibhedlela zilama oxygen nengubo azisekho ezibhedlela. I-MRP silethe izingubo ezibhedlela. Abantu baphelelwa ugetsi ekuye bona bezifakele ama-solar panel. Thina abantu esivotayo siyayihlekisa, singamametho okusuka ezinyawo. Kuyazi siyadangala impela ukuthi nelezi mali ezingaka ziphuma kuba imali lezi bezincedise abantu. Kulabadala asebegugile lezigoga bayasokola abantu bakankulunkulu ukuthi abalwela inkululeko kodwa bathole lutho ngapha iZANU-PF lokusithi imali le-3PC. Bakithi vukani emaqandeni, wozani kumthwakazi, lingazihlekisi ngabantu bokuza.
Sanibonani bantu bakithi, benjani ngezindawo ngezindawo. Azithi kugcwalise kulezi zehlulekisi zeZANU-PF lesi. Abantu umhlaba wonke manje bayazakhela izakhiwo, umhlaba wonke abantu bazakhela ukliniki, everything abantu bayazenzela manje. Laba bezanu-PF ubona bafika ngokuhlakanipha kwabo ngoba bona bahlakaniphile. Sibesenza sengathi yibo abayenze leyo nto. IZANU-PF kumele sibeke kucace, lezi yizehluleki ngamasela ngababulali laba abalancedwe izweni lapha. Babuya nje nge-last minute. Sebebe bedidizela besenza bona sengathi balobuntu. Why bengaqala i-foundation bona phansi? Isakhiwo besiqale phansi. kodwa bazofika isakhiwo sesiphelile. Bebuya befaka nje into encane isimi nje encane engelangcwele. Bejika bethi besenza sengathi bakwakhiwe isho. Indawo yokumela abantu bebekwazi, wo zonke izakhamizi ezidonate imali zizakhele izakhiwo, izani uPF aziyixoshe ingakuyizovula leso sakhiwo. Kungasebenzi kanjalo. Laba bantu bazeza ukuthi bahlakaniphe too much, mase bejika sebesithi yibo abayenze lezo zakhiwo, bona bengelangcwele ebantwini. Abantu bayafa ezibhedlela manje, akula miti. Imigwaqo akula mgwaqo, ama-ambulance akula ama-ambulance. Kodwa bona balandelela lapho kweza khona abantu, why bengaqala okwabo bona?
Salibonani, salibonani ku Studio 7. Ngiyabingelela lonke nje basakazi, lonke labalaleli be Studio 7. Mina igama lami nguThomas, esigabeni sakwaMakwalela, ngaphansi kwesigaba sakuNdolwane ePlumtree. Ngilobuhlungu obunye engibuzwayo lapha, angazi kumbelani kuyalifikela yini. Uyabona linto le eyayenzakala kogambu, ukuthi kogambu ePlumtree, ukuthi abantu bakogambu beze nzele ikliniki yabo ngaphandle kwesandla sikagovernment. Kodwa kodwa kugcineni kwasukubuya igovernment engayenzanga lutho kule kliniki leyo. Njalo futhi bekubuya bekhulumisiyona endaweni yabantu abakhulumisa iNdebele, abantu bakithi abadala bakithi basala bengazwanga lutho ukuthi kade kuthiwani, lenyama badla baceda. Lokhu okusobala okokuthi thina amaNdebele siyathi nasesifanana lani lamasili, indawo yethu iyadliwa njengamasili. Anti amasili wayehlala kumpane ezindaweni, kumpane ezimbawu, kumpane akunedliwa, kunephushelwa ngaphi entshonalanga le. So yinto engibona ngathi ekugcineni gcineni izagcina iyenzakale kithi.
Ama-MPs, ama-opposition party, uma bevuma ukuyamukela le mali, so are they still opposition or they are now supporting ZANU-PF? Bayithatha njani imali abayinikezwa ngabantu abaphikisana nabo? Because angiboni impela kuyindlela e-right. Ngezinye indlela sebencindezela abantu, bona bazogeda imigodi emizini yabo, bafaka amasola emizini yabo. Isizwe sonke sihlupheke, singenamanzi, singenagesi, kodwa bona besidla. Bangabuye babe ngama-opposition impela a-strong, a-opposana no-government ophethe manje. If bona sebehethe emizini yabo nabantwana babo, le nto ayisebenzi le, badlala ngabantu. If bengasafuni ku-oppose iZANU, ababuyele kuZANU-PF bayejoyina iZANU-PF. Babe ngama-MPs eZANU-PF, ngikhuluma ngayo i-MTCT ne-TCC. If bengasengama-opposition party, ababuyele kuZANU-PF bayedla bonke neZANU-PF. Kubonakala ukuthi bafidwa iZANU-PF, because le nto abayenzayo vele ayikho right.
Salibonani balandeli bakaStudio 7, lani bafakazi. Ngigumede enkaya lokhulumayo, ngithi nami ngiyemthawulo umbuso weZANU sesisawubona. IZANU libandla elinamanga kakhulu, iZANU libandla elilobutshotsho obujulileyo kakhulu, ngoba sikubona la umnankagwa yemithe mayengayengena esihlalweni wathi 100 days izinto ezizayisezi. Akukho lokuyi-1 okwalungayo, izinto ziqhubeka zisiba bhedi ukudlula umbuso kaMgabe. Wazokhuluma elane ekobulawayo e-adresa izinzuni ezi-adresa ngendaba yombhuqazo webhurawuni ethi ufuna ukulungisisa izinto. Abantu insiza insiza le matoko bechawa futhi ngabalandeli beZANU ababuye esishoneni khona leyinye kugrawundi yesibili. Uyazini umbuso lo weZANU, akukho nto ezalunga ngombuso weZANU. Ayikho into bantu bakithi ezalunga ngombuso weZANU, ngoba libandla elilamanga kakhulu elisebenza ngenye indlela yokuthi phambi kwabantu ikhuluma okunye, dluku-dluku ku-ground ikhuluma okunye. So eyidlileni ibandla leli angazi ngabuqili balo lamangalo ukuthi lizalungisa ini, kodwa hhayi angiboni kunento engalunga phansi kombuso weZANU.
Labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawa mlaleli, uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. zingene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Reuters ithi amapolisa aseZambia athole izidumbu ezingamashumi iposi amathathu 27 zabantu abanakanelwa ukuthi izizalwane zakwele Ethiopia ebezilahlelwe endaweni elamapulazi duzane lesigodlo iLusaka. Kunakanelwa ukuthi abantu laba bebephakathi kohambo njalo babulawe kudinwa lendlala. Kulo yedwa ophephileyo. I-AP yona ithi isidumbu sesizalwane saseZambia esifele empini ephakathi kweRussia leUkraine sikuhlangothi lweRussia sifike kwele Zambia izolo. Umufi ngulemekani Njirenda yena obele miyaka yokuzalwa engamashumi amabili lantathu 23. Imidlalo ye-FIFA World Cup ingena kuhlandla lama-semifinal kusasa ngemva kokugunyulwa kwamaqembu amakhulu athi England, Brazil le-Portugal ngempela sonto. Sasa i-Argentina idlala le-Croatia kudingwa iqembu elizangena ku-final kuthi ngolwesithathu i-France izanqikilana le-Morocco okuyilolodwa ilizwe lase-Afrika elilokhe likumncintiswano lo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Sesilamaqembu amane kumncintiswano wenguqu okudinga intshantshi zomhlaba jikelele o-World Cup 2022 oqhutshelwa kwele Qatar. Amaqembu la ngele Argentina lona elizadlala leCroatia kanye leFrance yona ezanqikelana leMorocco. Umqeqeshi womdlalo wenguqu osebenza labasakhulayo ukuthelethu ngwenya uthi loba yiliphi iqembu phakathi kwamaqembu lawo alilalo ithiwa elokuphakamisa inkezo ekupheleni komncintiswano.
I think kule 50-50 chance for everyone. Kangela Morocco defensively very solid. Kangela iFrance yona idlala using transition. Kangela Argentina they are a passing team. Croatia a passing team. So in terms of who goes to the final, Kangela is semifinal. It's a 50-50 chance. Kangela the first semifinal Croatia and Argentina. The size of play are posing on our hambelane. They are trying to build from the back. Now both teams are playing from transition. So it's a 50-50 chance, but I bet Morocco is a better chance to get to the final.
Umdlali wenguqu uphindani ngwenya uthi ukhangelele iqembu le-Argentina ukuba kube yilo eliphakamisa inkezo.
Kume ngibone ngani ngathatha i-cup Argentina. Ama-reasons ami ukuthi vele i-cup le they went to and they survived endaweni ezikhusha. France ngiyayibona sibili, angiyiboni i-impact yayizulu, but hayi ke mntani ibi-bias u-referee laphana. So ama-chances ayo vele ukuthi singawina laphana. Next game yayo angibone nganalo. I think okunye kuzenzo i-nature because kulo muntu omele ayiwine vele i-World Cup. Angulane nisi vele omele yathi retire la i-World Cup.
Omunye njalo umqeqetshi wabasakhulayo u-Anele Nyadi uthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lingabe limisiwe ukudlala lamanye amazwe kodwa kuningi elingakufunda elizweni leMorocco.
They went back but trace ama footsteps of what from a developmental side they are doing something over there. Women's football, they are doing something there. But they have a target for 2024 which we need so and so a number of women playing football. We need so and so a number of young boys below the ages of 10, below the ages of 11, below the ages of 12. So which means the moment we still have what you call progression. And with those SWAs we can retrace with the Ila Fanala Vasuela. So I think what we need to do as a nation, development is the way to go. Why am I saying this? If we can channel back our resources with development, right? We then fix these administration issues as now as a nation. I think it's defined SRC they can reach a consensus.
Imidlalo yesigaba sesemifinali yaqala ngolwesibili mhla zilitshumi lantathu lapho iqembu le-Argentina elizadibana khona lele-Croatia kuthi ngolwesithathu iqembu le-France lizanqikelana le-Morocco. Amaqembu azanqoba kusigaba sesemifinali azadibana kufinali ngensonto mhla zilitshumi lathubamu nembili. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Yaloba kwanele mthwaka zomuhle likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30 na asibeni sonke kweze kuseni njalo kusasa ngasikhathi sinye ngo-6 olivalelisayo ngontunga milinkomo gomba lume lakavuna mai nembeleko.